Tales from the Cryosphere.
And welcome. I'm Sean the Piper.
That's not even good.
Yeah, so here's another episode of Tales from the Cryosphere. We are one man down tonight.
It seems that our co-host Sean is out of the picture for at least for right now.
Yeah, who knows? So you got me, Jake the Snake, and Brother Scott.
Are you?
And while we were one man down, we are still joined by two others. We are joined by Nudie.
Hello, everybody.
And Mild Man Willis.
Guess what I'm doing? I'm eating ramen noodles.
Roman noodles?
Ramen noodles.
Roman rain noodles?
Shining Shung.
These are all inside jokes, people. You need to listen to NFW to get them.
Oh, listen to, like, well, I guess I'll just put that in the outtakes. Otherwise, it's just pretty much silence in the outtakes, but I'll put that in.
Yeah, but you gotta bleep out the last names.
Well, yeah, obviously. Anyway, so tonight, well, as you may have heard on Saturday's episode, we had unfortunate passing in the last week. We have lost Dick Miller. And we figured, you know, let's do a Dick Miller movie tonight. Mel. Yeah, shut up, Newie.
Yeah, it was going to be my pick this time around. I was going to pick Killer Clowns, but...
It's your dick pick?
I figured, you know, do a memorial episode. We don't really do them that often. So, you know, it only felt necessary.
It's, well, most of the movies, you know, we know Dick Miller from. He's just got, like, small roles. You know, Terminator, geez.
Small dick.
Terminator. Gremlins. And we figured this one has the most... God damn it, Nudie. The most dick. why do we invite this asshole on?
A lot of dick.
Anyway, yep. So our pick tonight is Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight. So, right now we are at 000. So when I say go, we will all press play. Everyone ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, and go!
Hey, look, you don't have Sean here to fuck with you this time.
Yep. Do I press go now, or, and Sean's got a very hard voice to impersonate.
Oh, is he the Gil of the show?
I guess. Just very less Scottish.
Just saying, I may be a few seconds behind because I got the FBI warning and everything. I bought this on my Xbox, so I get all the bells and whistles.
So, hey, funny, this is our first Tales from the Crypt going on Tales from the Cryosphere, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna do the shows just because, you know, I don't know how that would really work, but, you know.
What's going on?
Well, hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm at the bar with the wife having dinner. Shit, it's Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Have you started yet?
Yes, we just started.
What do you mean, you started? Like the movie's begun?
Yes, and you're on the show.
Hi.
Son of a bitch.
Everybody's so sorry. And they're all laughing at you. Nudie, Willis, and Jake, and myself.
Alright, fuck, I'll be home in 10 minutes.
Alright. So there's an update for everybody.
Classic opening.
Yeah, I remember as a kid watching this opening, I would always get goosebumps whenever it came on because it was like... psychologically terrifying.
Not to me. Because
yeah,
he reminds me of one of my friends I used to go to school with.
Sounds like you laughing.
I mean, then again, you know, I was like freaking 6 or 7 when I saw it. Then again, I was freaking younger than that when I saw Chucky on the screen.
You're a baby.
Yeah.
Chucky, he's just a doll. Just kick it.
Right?
Ooh, hello.
Chitties!
She is pretty hot. Hair looks fake, though.
Who cares if they're fake, man?
I wonder if she's a real blonde.
He's talking about the hair, Scott.
It can have two meanings.
Oh, there we go. Little glimpse right there.
Nice.
There we go.
I forgot all about this part even being in the beginning of the movie.
Boobies.
Real classy, Jake.
Jake took his pants off.
What? You mean the pants aren't coming off now, nudie?
Look at his little ass in the corner talking shit. That looks so fake. That damn digitized head on the body. That shit looks horrible. Nah, that looked better because it's the puppet.
Yeah.
The Crooked Bear.
He's from Baltimore, the guy that does the voice for the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, really? Yeah, all I do know is that he also did the voice of Buster Bunny.
Yeah, he did a whole bunch of cartoons.
And hasn't he done Starscream as well, one point?
Yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. I knew it.
I'm really surprised they haven't made more movies.
Yeah, I mean, Four General of Blood kind of bombed, so that's kind of what stopped them. But and you think, you know, just for nostalgia factor, they would just...
Yeah, throw one out every now and then.
Wasn't it somebody was supposed to make another Tales from the Crypt and it just fell through?
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan was supposed to do that.
Oh, hell no! Keep him away from that shit.
What are you choking on?
I said I had ramen noodles.
Yeah, I'm still eating.
I'm not eating no more because I ain't had a chance to eat no dinner.
It's ramen noodles.
Look, it's Tyler's man crush, Billy Zane.
Yeah. Yeah, good fucking tune, too.
Hey, man, nice shot.
Did you know the lead singer of this band is the brother of the T-1000?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that years ago, and I thought it was just kind of like TJ talking about how Holly Marie Combs was Jeffrey Combs' sister. Yeah. But nope, it's actually true. I'm like, huh.
So we got a whole bunch of damn voice actors in this movie. When you think about it.
Yeah, who else?
CCH Pounder. She was the voice of, off of Justice League, she was doing the voice of Amanda Waller on Justice League cartoon. Okay. And then you got Charles Fleischer, Mr. Roger Rabbit.
Please, Eddie, please.
That goddamn rabbit.
So we got two rabbits on this joint, Buster Bunny and damn Roger Rabbit.
Big explosion.
Pew. Explosion.
Oh.
I know we've done Demon Knight Nudie, but have we done Bordello of Blood yet? I can't remember if we did or not.
I think we did them both.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, though.
It must have been a long time ago. Long-ass time ago. Because I don't even remember watching Bordello of Blood.
I think we did it. Let me look.
You know, no matter how many times I've seen Bordello of Blood, it seems like it's been forever since I've seen it.
Yeah, I think the last time I watched it was when we did it on the show.
I watched it sometime after that. I can't remember when, but, you know.
Has anyone seen the video the song's based off of? Budge Wire?
Oh, I've seen that video, yeah. Nasty shit.
You know, the most messed up thing is whenever I first watched it, all I can think was, God damn, the audio's off a little. I mean, you heard the gunshot, like, when he was just starting to slump down.
Alright, we did Demon Knight, was number 64. And I don't see Bordello of Blood. We must not have done it.
Well, yeah. We doing our vampire shit, so we might as well do that one next.
Yeah, good point.
There you go. We can do it and get it done with it. I don't see it, so we must not have done it. I'm surprised. I would have thought we would have did it and got it out of the way.
Isn't it a third Tales from the Crypt movie, Ritual, or something like that?
Yeah, I heard that kind of sucks.
We won't be doing that one. It's terrible.
I heard they just kind of added the whole Tales from the Crypt stuff, like, after the fact.
Yeah. It has,
hey, it's the Sandman.
It has Ferris Bueller's sister in it. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Jennifer Grey. They say once she got plastic surgery on her nose, she couldn't get no jobs no more because nobody recognized who she was.
There he is. There's the man.
This was after her surgery, too, so.
Doing the neighborly thing, sharing a drink.
Ew.
What kind of alcohol you think it is?
Whiskey. Cheap-ass whiskey.
Do the monkeys, right, Willis? Especially the ones that push wheelchairs.
Mavis.
I really wish this either could have gotten like a continuation, like 20 years after, or, you know, continued on as a comic book.
Yeah.
Although I wish that happened, I also don't at the same time because it's a good standalone movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not everything really needs a sequel continuation. I mean, sometimes it's kind of hard to think about movies these days that aren't kind of standalones, but...
Billy Zane always looked like he got mascara on his damn eyes.
I Dangerous. Don't see that. Look at that CGI.
Oh my God, what's happening? What's going on?
There he is.
It's about time. Laughing up the party.
Everywhere. There's clowns everywhere. I'm scared. We are watching Killer Clowns, right?
No, we're watching Demon Knight.
What?
Yeah, we discussed that Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, is it in the Dropbox?
Yes, it is.
All right, cool. See if my computer turns on. How's everybody doing?
Wonderful.
All right.
Could have got a better looking.
A lot of cash. Anchor Daily ain't too bad.
So that's dead.
She's not that bad looking.
She ugly like Adrienne Barbeau?
Oh. Watch your mouth.
Willis would rather do
fuck
CCH
you. Fuck you right in the mouth, sir.
Shut up, nudie.
He'd rather pound her.
He'd rather do his CCH in her pounder.
Fuck y'all.
Pound her CCH style? I don't, you know.
This bitch.
Why you don't like Jada? What's she do to you?
She's a mouthy woman. Her and her husband. They're both mouthy women.
I can remember we originally did this movie. I think I had like 100 pronunciations for her character's name. Jerry Lee.
I like how Jake runs the gamut of pronunciation of things. Ouija. Ouija. It's like it's what Family Guy does or the Sesame Street. Ouija. Ouija. Ouija board.
We don't have Suzanne on. You can't do that tonight.
Suzanne! All I ever wanted from a girl. Love you, Kevin Smith.
It's actually quiet without her.
No more dead, no dogs.
Oh, my dog will bark. Give it a minute.
Yeah. You do have woo!
There's a bar down the street from me. It's a restaurant, $5 burgers and $8 fucking like situations, and I'm drunk.
Nice. I know one thing for sure. I'm going to Hooters for Valentine's Day to get some free wings.
That's kind of fucked up. They have like Valentine's Day free wings at Hooters.
Yeah, if you're single,
baby. We're going to Hooters on Thursday.
But separately. You're not single.
I said separately.
Oh, okay.
Like we're going to get two tables for one and like, yo, Hooters has got free wings for single people on Valentine's Day. Let's go there separately and meet.
I don't even think there's a Hooters in the area.
And we might not have Hooters anywhere around us. Anyway.
I think the nearest Hooters is like 30 minutes away.
There used to be one in the area. Where? Henrietta.
Yeah, but then it was a Cheerleaders.
And then they made it some weird Scottish.
No, no.
Tilted kilt.
No, then Cheerleaders went under and it was a sushi restaurant.
I think that's it. Like, you go from Hooters to sushi, that makes sense.
Then that went under.
Oh my God, this is all puns. You go from Hooties to sushi and then it goes under. Okay, I'm pulling it up. I'm gonna need to know.
Me, the nearest Hooters is in Niagara Falls.
I don't care about Hooters. Where are we in the movie? What, you know, numbers of so forth?
We need a timestamp.
Yeah, I need a timestamp, NPR motherfucker.
Almost at 16 minutes in the movie.
Almost at 16 minutes.
Yes.
Files? I love Dropbox. It's so weird. Unholy Mofos, that's us. Demon Knight, there it is, motherfucker! Okay, how'd the movie start? Sorry.
Look at that. What is that great shit?
I know it's Wednesday, but the wife and I wanted to get drunk and eat food.
We wanted to get drunk and fuck you.
Oh, there's fuck too. Yeah, we might have sex during the podcast, guys. That might happen.
Turn your video on.
Stan wants some tips. Or just the tip. What goes? Have we already done what we've been watching this week? Because just the tip is definitely Wedding Crashers.
It's Cryosphere.
Yeah, I know. They heard you.
Get that pussy off the table.
You guys might hear some clapping. Make the pussy clap. Okay. Bless you. Is that fucking... That's the... Holy shit! There's all the guys. The guy from fucking Shawshank. The guy from Gremlins. All right, I'm at... 16:30. Where are you guys?
We're past 16 minutes.
So give 17, me
23 and counting.
All right. So I got 17:39.
All right. Stay there and I'll tell you 10 more seconds.
And oh my God, can I say, like, for real, the wife and I started watching Carmen Sandiego, the new Netflix shit. And I literally.
17:39.
I literally cried when the chief sounded like Our Lady who was in this movie.
I didn't even know there was a new Carmen Sandiego show.
It's on Netflix, man. Why isn't this working? Was that not the headphones thing? Sheriff and Deputy Dipshit show up. Oh, and Sandman's in this movie.
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
I thank you, Stan, because this is literally my first time coming to the show.
He's called you Stan like twice.
Fuck Stan.
Fuck Stan. He's not the man. Nudie takes his clothes Stan. Off.
His name's not even Stan, so fuck him.
No.
Sorry, Nudie. I apologize. I'm a terrible person. Okay. Why are my headphones not working? All right, so is that like a lip ring she's got going on in her face, or is like, what's what?
It's Willis's cock ring.
No.
Did you get royalties for every time they show your cock ring, Willis, or?
When he was giving her the CCH pounder, she took it off.
Real funny, fucker. Real funny.
I thought so.
It's fucking hilarious.
I'm kind of late to the thing. I thought it was funny. But, you know, this is not the State of the Union. We're all bigots here.
That's Willis's new 900 number, CCH Pounder.
Is that Jada Pinkett?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what the fuck are we watching?
She's such an angry Niobe? Bitch. Even in real life.
Is that fucking Niobe right now?
Why do you say she angry?
She is. She's an angry woman. Everything pisses her off.
Because she's a black woman, she's angry immediately because she's an American black woman.
Yes.
I mean, that shit makes sense. Me too.
She's always angry. Fuck,
Susan's not here. Never mind. I can't make that joke. Whoa, butterfly knife. All right, so dude from Shawshank's got Jada Pinkett, like, knife to her throat. Are we all in the same place?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just drop your goddamn dons. Oh, cool. I got the headphones to work finally.
Hey, we can't hear the movie in the background now.
All right, that... Okay, so my thing about fat cops is like... Oh, my God, is that Billy Zane?
Yeah.
His thing about fat cops is, oh, my God, that's Billy Zane.
Well, we know Sean didn't watch this originally when we did it, I guess.
Never seen this movie before.
Have you not seen this movie? Holy shit.
I don't know. I've not seen a lot of movies. Like, there was a list on What Culture of the top 10 horror movies that you have to see before you die. I haven't seen 9 of them. I was like, fuck, what is wrong with me? But again, the number one scariest movie was Witch, and you guys have many times said, that shit's not scary.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
Hereditary was on there. They started the list with The Exorcist.
Oh, fuck Hereditary.
What is the big thing with the family? I want all the spoilers. What is the big spoiler about Hereditary after he kills his sister?
They did it for Pazuzu.
I don't think you're kidding.
No, he's not lying. It's not Pazuzu, but it's basically that's what it is. A demon.
Payment or something like possessed. That.
Was the brother possessed?
We did it all for you, Damien. Pretty much. It went from the girl into the brother.
The worst reason to commit suicide ever. Because you want a child to look at you. Like, grow up, you dumb bitch. She was a pedophile. Let's be real. Again, all right. So getting back to the fat cops. Doesn't make sense. Every cop I've ever been pulled over by can probably, run the mile. Every cop you see on TV can't.
They ate too many donuts.
Do you know why cops eat donuts?
Why?
Because you can't put shit in it. You can't fuck with donuts. You can't spit. If you fuck with donuts, they won't come out as donuts. And so cops eat donuts because you can't shit or piss or spit in donuts and then get a donut.
What the hell?
What is going on with the car battery?
Just watching the show.
Crazy. Is that a subwoofer? What the hell is she doing?
She's burning his nipples.
Ah, okay. So Nudie knows all about that.
Something Tell your wife's going to do after you get off the show.
She does like the nipple play. The nipple play worries me because it's oversensitive. You know, my nipples are sensitive. Like Arnold and Junior. All right, why do I know the sheriff? What is he from? In fact, I really think I know everybody. Like, everyone in this movie got together and was like, let's make a shitty movie.
How dare you, sir?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I just, like, there's a lot of overacting and weird camera angles. And fucking Billy Zane's wearing a cowboy hat. This is a terrible movie.
Oh, yeah. He's Herman Munster. That's why you're...
Thank you. No, that's not Herman. Oh, that's the new guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's not... Don't go down I'm that sorry. Road.
Did you say Utes?
The two Utes.
Oh, Utes. Seriously, what the fuck is Billy Zane doing? Why is he dressed like fucking Timothy Olyphant in Deadwood? But less realistic.
This is going to be fun. Being a newbie to this movie.
I hate him. Like, what's his name? Billy Zane? I hate that guy. Because of Titanic.
Don't think of him as Titanic. Think of him as Demon Knight.
Is it Murray Feldspar? What is his name in Gremlins? Murray... Either way, the only character that I believe
is
Murray Futterman. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, lots of Jewish symbolism.
The key.
He's going to take the Willy.
Oh, my God.
Billy Dick Zane is playing Willie.
Yeah, you missed our nice pun-filled dick opening.
I'm sorry, that must have been hard.
It was. It was a very long opening.
What a great way to spell breaker. B-R-A-Y-K-E-R.
Okay, can I just say fuck you, Scott? We were doing a whole thing there, and you fucked it up.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice.
Amelia Kincaid. Oh, okay. Is Demon Knight a Stephen King thing?
No. Nope. Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, okay.
Now I just want to go back and listen to this show. Listen to how Sean says he Whoops. Has seen the movie.
You ever had that problem before? You know what I mean? You're just trying to get in a fight with everybody and the head won't come off your wrist.
No.
It's just it's rich white people problems. I don't know. Now again, what's with the pump fake? Like Billy Zane, why'd you pump fake and run away? Like you could have killed him right there. Oh, he's got a talisman in his left hand. It's going to kill me. Rip his head off.
Oh, look, hey there, motherfucker.
Okay, Billy Zane. I'm with the psych people. Billy Zane is awesome.
There's Willis's green goo again.
Yeah.
Is that what comes out when you kill dinosaurs, Willis?
That too.
Just, I mean, that is it, right? The new jerk-off expression is the jerk-off and then the explosion. You got to throw it out there, and that's what he's doing. This is wildly inappropriate.
He's shooting spider webs, like Spider-Man.
Primordial ooze, creatures being born out of them. Is this Aphrodite, or is this the basic building blocks of life? So if you were to kill that creature right now, would that be like, you know, a late-term abortion? Silence. It's pretty good creature work there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I reiterate, a properly trained samurai and this in this moment, without fear, ends the movie's tension whatsoever. Roll out, a little couple decapitations, unless it's fucking like some Mickey Mouse and the Wizard Fantasia shit, like this game is over.
There's no Michonne in this movie.
Michonne. Boo.
No Chernabog? No Chernabog at the end, raising the dead? They look like some angry. Why do they grow earrings as well?
Because why not?
Really? Why not? Because it's fucking stupid and in a like it's not. It doesn't make sense, Jake. What the hell happened with the lights? We better call Acme and look for Carmen Sandiego.
Please.
Oh my God! You guys. That's fucking Roger Rabbit as well.
If only you had got here at the beginning of the show.
I know, right?
We already had roll call, damn it.
It's already to the party.
It's making all the listeners feel that much more energized. Oop, that's a headshot. And for some reason, you need a second one. All right, he's got 4 bullets left.
Shot up two times.
2 bullets. 2 headshots need to kill these motherfuckers. And now he's out of bullets. He should be out of bullets. He's got a magical 3rd bullet. It's like putting salt on the fucking doorstep, right? Supernatural losers.
No.
No, don't take Jada.
So angry.
She was fine as fuck in the 90s. Don't bullshit. When she was on Fresh Prince, you were like, God damn, get that shit. But like
Nia
Long, like
multi-millionaire, married to a multi-millionaire, and all she does is whine and bitch about everything. I hate her.
So does you. So does Bono.
So does you.
I was gonna say you too, but the Edge is like, shut up, Bono. This is a great Saturday Night Live. Like Weekend Update, when people are talking about like some motherfucker in the news went from Bono, like everyone wants to be around him in the 80s, to like Bono in the late 90s, where like, is he coming? I don't want to be there.
That is disgusting.
Why is she wearing a kimono? Were they just fucking?
She was just nipple charging him, remember?
Okay.
Yeah, he got here just after that.
I was there for the like I said, what's with the better? Yeah, I just don't pay attention.
Yeah, you saw that.
Oh, see, you see the string in the back.
It's like RoboCop 3. Whoops.
I'm sorry.
Never say I'm sorry after you hit someone. You keep hitting them until they stop looking at you. Okay, 2 headshots. That should have been it. 3 headshots.
Just gotta shoot them in the eyes.
All right.
Eyes! You gotta shoot them in the eyes!
You realize
Jean-Pierre, dumbass.
You realize that Roger Rabbit just shot him 6 times!
Yes, he did. Whoa.
Poor Billy Zane, relax.
I love how Billy Zane doesn't give a fuck. Okay, so now he's possessed. Get him outside.
No, he's just hurt. And he might get out of the friend zone, maybe.
Please suck my dick. I mean, this dude landed Jessica Rabbit. He shouldn't have a problem with this fucking side piece. I thought it was funny.
But he had a big carrot when he was Roger Rabbit.
he had a big carrot and a big stick. I think if you just say the Passover Seder, you guys should be fine. There was lots of Jewish Stars of David, man. Let's embrace, you know, the God of Abraham. No, you deal with it, man.
Crazy.
She wants her pussy back.
Yeah, there's a black cat at that.
I gotta get my cat back. That's a metaphor for vagina. You're right. She's angry about her cat. All right, this is boring. Let's talk about wrestling.
I'm surprised Willis hasn't started yet.
I know. I made a Vince McMahon comment and it went dead. Like, damn it, Willis, pick up.
Shit. Wrestling. I'm going. Oh, speaking of wrestling, I'm going to WrestleMania.
Are you really?
Yep.
Why?
Yeah.
I was going to, but I didn't want to.
Like, it's not 1990 anymore, you know?
A single seat.
Well, you pay $2,000, you get like 8 hours of entertainment. And all of the money that you have to pay for beer that time, like it's $20 a bottle.
I'll stay home and watch it.
Yes, sir.
On my fucking 60-inch TV
for $10 a month. I want to.
Yeah.
And Monday Night Raw is coming to Des Moines really soon.
Jake lives in Iowa, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Him and Captain Kirk, you guys are going to run the ship.
Yeah, the hometown hero will probably be getting hyped that night.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, right now he's injured, so.
What, Hulk Hogan? He doesn't want the black dudes in the rap industry fucking his wife or daughter?
No, Seth Rollins.
Oh, is that Jesus?
Yep.
Yep.
Is Jesus the guy handing the thing, or no, it's Judas?
Judas Priest.
That's scary, but, you know, same thing.
This is like the second or third time that they didn't use damn Judas in the damn horror movie. The Dracula 2000 was supposed to be Judas.
Well, it's the third one.
I can't think of the third one.
Blade Trinity, what are you talking about?
Oh, Drake. Yeah.
It's fucking Drake. That's so dumb. Oh, god damn, I was so mad at Marvel. I knew you had Dracula in the comics, but why would you... Oh, fucking poor Bruce.
That was damn Wesley Snipes acting the asshole that movie.
Yeah, he definitely ruined that movie by being... I don't say, man. How can you smoke so much pot that you're that selfish? I don't get it. That's extra level shit.
I'm running out of time.
What's the term extra?
I don't have any gray hair, but I'm an old man.
I mean, I know we've heard Lacey use that term a lot, extra. I don't get that. I'm not hip with these terms.
It just means you're doing too much.
Uh-oh, you almost sound like Cordell when you said it like that. I'm not hip with that term.
Oh, boy.
I don't think anybody wants to sound like him.
You're talking big facts, Jay. You got them big facts.
Gary kind of broke out into a... accidental impression last night, too.
Why does Sandman have that weird mesh shirt on? Is he just telling us he's, like, bi-curious?
Sandman got issues.
That's some kind of a message.
Whoops. I'm just going to put his head very gently here and put this blanket over it for some reason.
You should just throw it in the fire and cremate it.
They ain't want to do that because they ain't want to make the zombies rise.
I think coffee is a really good idea right now.
Take a look at your goddamn cat.
Jimmy, that pussy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we learned last night wolves don't like animals.
Why anybody would want a cat is beyond me.
Yeah, so Willis and Scott are heartless.
I don't like cats. I like dogs. Okay.
It's just that cats are heartless.
Cats are fucking assholes.
They're fucking predators. They will kill you if they can. They pretend to like you until you're weak, and then they rip your fucking eyes and lips off and eat the rest of your face.
Such a bully. Sandman's a bully.
He is. He's a misogynist bastard.
I just want to make sure my daughter is okay.
I mean, guy was on Wings, and now all we really know him for is fucking Sandman now.
With that shitty ass Spider-Man movie. Still better Venom than we got.
It wasn't shitty until he went all emo.
You're so wrong, Willis.
I'd take Tom Hardy over Eric Foreman any day.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, like, Hardy's our modern day Brando, like.
Still haven't seen it. I'm probably not going to watch it.
Watch Taboo. It's good enough.
Next week, Venom.
Next week.
Venom. They try to get me to buy the movie by putting the action figure in the box with it, and it still didn't work.
I will not support the Sony universe.
Just make sure this cat is not possessed.
There's a breeze.
Uh-oh. Sexual seduction.
There was nobody there. What the fuck? When I get that feeling, I need spiritual, sexual healing. Love that scene in How High when they're like, Marvin Gaye? Yeah. Marvin Gaye. It was weird. His dad was there. It was awkward. nobody knows how Marvin Gaye died? Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
He got shot by his dad because like his dad was beating his mom. He stepped in. Like, why would you buy your dad a gun for, like, his birthday and then be like, don't beat up my mom anymore? And your dad's like, I'll kill you. And then you...
Pow!
Good shot.
Damn, I'm saying.
Such a con artist, this guy.
Well, yeah, he's a demon. That's what he does, right?
He's a fucking demon.
Right? Yeah. And he conned people into believing he had a good career.
That's just cold.
He had a decent career.
I mean, he was in the highest grossing movie of all time. He got a lot of heat for good reason. Like, he did his job.
Damn, the Phantom.
Phantom's like a motherfucker. I did like the Phantom.
It was okay for what it was.
I would like to put the ring on and become... The hero for Africa is a white man in a purple suit. Just saying, not a great, like, premise. Let's get him out of Africa and take him back to America, New York City in the 1920s. Sounds good to me. Let's get away from the racist bullshit.
Well, they corrected and put the right action, right superhero in the right spot eventually.
Wakanda forever. Okay, so You're getting progress. You've got to assume something's weird. Like, be an adult male, not just a horny man.
Right?
Yeah, he's not that bright.
Well, his dick has been hard the entire movie for her, apparently. This is what you guys are showing. Right? And look at him.
I always loved you. I always loved you, Jessica. That's one movie I'm shocked that did not get a sequel.
Well, Bob Hopkins died. He's a dead man, so we can't. He's done. Although it would work because then he would be like, his brother died, and then he died. It's all over. Something. Again, why do you want to get a way out? Why are you trying to leave? You've blocked off all the entrances. Wait for daylight and then figure some shit out.
Well,
yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. Should have listened to him.
He just said they're safer in the house, and then somebody started screaming. So nobody's going to believe him. It's just really, really good fucking. Oops. Well, maybe not.
Yeah, Roger Rabbit's dead.
Now.
I mean, you think he died happy?
Almost happy.
Not one bit.
I mean, not to completion, but...
Yeah, maybe he'd be happier if she put a paper bag on her head. Like in Scary Movie 2. No, baby, leave the bag out.
You know what this movie almost kind of put me in the mind of? Demons.
Yeah, I can see that. Damn it, Wilf, you're giving me flashbacks to last summer, that never-ending series.
No more.
Oh, that's a straight arm rip. And now you got the vial, get the fuck out, you're good. Game over.
Oh, but you had now to she can't give out. You the CCH waddle. Hand job, Willis.
Good. I send her down to her so she can give you a one-handed.
Is she related to Yancey Thigpen? I'm curious.
Yancey Thigpen, I don't know who that is.
Yancey, he was a fucking wide receiver for the NFL, I don't know. That's how old I am. You have no idea who Yancey Thigpen. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, Nudie is the oldest one here, so he should know.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded familiar, but I don't remember.
Let's see. She died in 2003. It's a long time ago.
Yancey Thigpen died in 2003?
No, that's the actress lady. The you know, her name is Line? L-Y-N-N-E? Lean? Line?
Who are you talking about? What actress?
Was it
the lady who just got her arm ripped off?
She's not dead.
Her name's CCH Pounder.
She's on fucking Law and Order, one of them damn court shows.
She's on The Shield.
Am I that racist that I think she looks exactly like the woman from fucking Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
No, you just want to say they all look alike? Is that what you're saying?
No, I know who exactly who he's talking about because they both did voice acting on the on cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
He's talking about the lady that was doing the radio voice on The Warriors.
Yes, exactly, yes.
I know who you're talking about, though.
Demon Knight.
Go ahead. Bye-bye, Roach.
Yeah, he's all mad. He just lost his girl. He lost his battery acid.
It's battery acid, you slime!
I've only got a few hundred pages left of that book.
Oh, goddamn. How many years have you been at that?
I've been at it for so many years, but I just started it over again. Back in, like, August.
Damn.
I am. I'm a terrible human being. I'm going to be real right now. I thought those two women were the same actor. Oh my God, CCH Pounder's birthday is on Christmas.
Arr, she blows, matey.
By the way, I knew John Shook from MASH. That's where I knew him from. And the Star Trek shits. He was a weird Klingon.
Yeah, he was. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Okay, seriously, why is there still so much time left in this movie?
Because you want to go have sex, that's why. That
makes sense. That's exactly why.
Some things in this world that feel better than watching this movie. Sometimes you just don't want to leave the house. Sometimes you just feel institutionalized. Bullshit!
I'm not crazy. Institutionalized. You're the one that's crazy. Institutionalized.
What is the liquid he's pouring out? Is it like the blood of Judas Iscariot? Yeah, like what is the liquid?
Guy Pepsi. It's like Jesus' blood.
Okay.
All he wants is a Pepsi. Just give Mike a Pepsi.
Right?
Fuck you, dude. I just realized what the fuck you did, bastard.
Jesus Christ. Still love you, though. Still love you.
20 minutes later.
What I do?
Use your damn memes. damn, as the Disco Inferno would say, is memes.
I get that reference, so I just don't want to acknowledge it. He would have been huge in the WWF at the time.
Yeah.
This whole Disco, like, gimmick and shit. Like, he would have killed in WWF. Him and Goldust would have dated. What are you doing, Jada? Stop. Do not. No, Jada, go back to the group. Don't you know what happens to black people in horror movies when I go off? Stop it. Get your fine-ass tank top. Yes, please take off more clothes. I had a big crush on Jada.
Yeah, this is the movie for you, then.
Didn't she do a Spike Lee movie in the 90s where she exposed herself? I don't remember.
I'm sure she was angry in it.
No, she wasn't. I know what movie you're thinking about. Damn, Jason's... Did she do Jason's Lyric? I think that's the one. With her and Alan Payne from off of Different World.
I don't think she's scared as much as or angry as much as she is terrified, fellas.
Gotta go.
Found a random child that has this child been referenced in the movie up until this point at all?
Yes.
All right, good.
His name is Danny.
I don't trust a child named Danny.
Danny!
Don't you be quoting The Shining.
Danny!
Don't break the seal.
Is that like after you have 7 beers, you shouldn't pee? No, don't do that. See, he just went to the bathroom after 6 beers, and now he's going to have to pee after every other one.
This guy is such a dumbass, I tell you.
Yeah.
He broke the seal. Everyone's got to have a Star-Lord on their team. Good job, Murray. Way to cut off the middleman. Saw what you did there. Yes. William Sadler jumping over and randomly falling down.
Another seal.
That's a seal.
I like how Sandman is definitely going to become a demon in the background. He's all like shaped like one. Seriously, how do they cauterize her missing arm wound? Why is she still okay?
Because she's CCH okay. Pounder.
Tourniquet. I'm gonna pound that CCH.
Yeah, man, making sure nobody damn demons.
Well, yeah.
You gotta be careful, man. They wanna fucking rip your heart out.
Yeah, but how is he gonna tell if the girl might just be on her period?
I don't think Jesus' blood can tell that. You're gonna need a medical professional.
Is she a demon or just on her period? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, random flashback to the Nazi era. No, I'm sorry. This is World War One. How old is this dude?
He old.
That's the question.
Is this some fucking full-on exposition? Like he's immortal?
Yeah.
You just gotta keep watching it. It explains itself.
Yeah, you probably should have watched this at least one time before trying to do a show.
You should have fucking watched it when we did it on the show.
I feel like I'm bringing like a fresh perspective, so fuck you guys.
The transfer.
It's funny because, in the words of Jason Mewes, did you guys know that Jesus was a Jew? He was.
Jewish carpenter.
There can only be one.
You're the one, Neo.
Now you're the one. There can be only one. Don't lose your head.
And I'm still kind of disappointed at them horrible-ass sequels.
Man.
Yeah, we've talked about that. There's a great premise that was blown to shit. Human beings suck. But sometimes they make The Exorcist, so it's okay. Did you say tumblers or tumness? Because if I go into a closet and find a half-goat, half-man, I'm leaving. Fuck you, Mr. Tumnus, you creepy.
I love in these movies, after all the shit they've seen, they still don't believe what's going on.
Right.
They've seen all kinds of shit, demons and green blood and everything else, but they don't believe his story.
But isn't that human? Like, don't we just deny everything? Like, fuck that. That doesn't fit into my worldview. That's fucking not gonna happen. That's not really what's going on.
Yeah, Breaker, tell us what's happening.
I could break into some potato conversation right now, but I'm not going to. The darkness is never empty. It's full of matter. Dark matter.
Power of the cosmos.
Darkness wasn't empty.
I have the power!
Demons.
And it was good.
Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my.
I'm a fucking demon.
They saw Nightmare Elm Street at the movies. 212. All Regal Cinemas. $5 ticket.
Do that from time to time. They show like old movies like that.
Anniversary. God damn.
Damn.
Yep, we're getting old. It's on a Tuesday, Willis.
Yeah.
Can't do it. We have to do the show, remember?
Says the man who was considering watching Wizard of Oz last night.
But I didn't go, did I?
I ain't never seen Nightmare on Elm Street at the movie theater before. So
They usually do them like two nights, don't they? Or
it's it... just that one night.
Well, shit.
Is that a Magic Johnson theater?
No.
Are you ready for magic?
August 1917.
That's next week.
Yeah, next week.
It's always next week on a podcast if you don't say what today is.
Just like that.
So, is it the blood of Jesus, or is it the trans itself that is magical? Like, what the fuck?
It started with the blood of Jesus, and there's a chosen one that has to carry it around, and they can put their own blood in it. And then, well, when they die, they put their blood in and pass it on to the next chosen one. So, basically, the guy he got it from put his blood in it to fill it up to keep it going.
I appreciate the exposition, but yeah. I feel so like...
when he dies, he's going to pass it on to somebody, and he's going to have to put his blood in it.
I feel a little bit like I'm watching a South Park episode. Dumb. But fun. Is that the picture of the ring woman on the... What is that? Oh, she lives like Newt. Not you, Newtie, but Newt from Aliens. She's an under the bed kind of person.
Yeah, when dude's not angry.
Just hear what I have to say. It's a 1990s, you know, hip-hop video. You feel comfortable here. Never gonna let you up, never gonna let you down. Turn around and nipples.
This was like before she really got famous, though, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
She was still doing different world.
Been there. Been to that spot in Rome. Have pictures of that fucking weird Colosseum. Yeah. It tells the entire history of crazy shit.
I think, yeah, 2 years before she got stabbed in the movie theater, too.
Wait, are you talking like real life, like Tina Fey, or like in a movie that I didn't see?
Scream 2.
Oh, okay.
That was her best role.
Again, Niobe. Look at that. They're foreshadowing Billie Eilish or whatever her name is. Oh my God. Is that Jeff Winger?
What?
That's a Community joke. Never mind.
He's such a douchebag.
Well, I mean, how many demons are actually nice guys?
Well, I'm just thinking, you think James Cameron saw this and was like, I have an idea. I'm going to put this demon on a boat and we'll just let things happen. And really? Honest to God, what if this is a sequel to Titanic?
Yeah, who knows?
The shit works, right? He survived.
No, he died and became... He died and went to hell and then came back as a demon.
Nah, man. The reason why he went in the cold, cold water and was like, fuck that shit, I don't want to die. Take my soul. And the devil's like, yeah, okay, I'm not due to be on Earth as Lucifer in like, you know, 70 years. So go ahead. Which, that show's kind of fun.
I don't know if I could let somebody spit on me. That's gross.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, where are they spitting?
She spit on them.
I'm just saying, somebody spit on my face, no good. But if you're looking for lubrication.
My ex spit Coke at me once, and I'm like, oh, fuck you, bitch.
Wait, cola or, well, never mind.
Yeah, cola.
Because, again, you spit the right kind of... We'll call it cola on your cock, and it's just, never mind. Son of a bitch.
It will be, what, reading Tales
talking
from
experience, are you there, Sean?
No. Heavens no. I love how she's gained like 30 pounds since her arm has been ripped off.
I know, right?
Oh my God, she's pregnant now that her arm's been ripped off.
Yeah, well, let Uncle Willie have the alcohol.
I'm sorry, if I was Uncle Willie, I would have some things back. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be mumbling shit. I'd be taking the bottle and not saying a goddamn thing. Fuck you, it's my bottle.
Leave the bottle.
So if you hawk a loogie, is that breaking the seal? Yeah, right, is that breaking the seal?
A lot of spitting in this movie.
I'm just saying, I'd take a shotgun. Oh, wait a minute. The seal is only at the stairs. If they go around the stairs, they can get right the fuck up.
Best part of the whole movie.
Oh my.
Uncle Willie, no.
Chasey Lane, porn star.
Now, what do you reckon on the actual set this day? How much drama you think was happening between them women? Like, no, I want this scene. Oh shit! Let's get the little 12-year-old girl out of here.
That would be Uncle Willie on that day.
Uncle Willie's Willie gonna get his ass in trouble.
That shit, that is some dark scotch. I'm having a Pavlovian response. Like I'm yum, 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 yum. Down, down it goes, down into my belly.
Cannot get away from the alcohol, Uncle Willie.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm surprised this day on the set of the movie didn't kill Dick Miller. All them titties.
That's there'd be a lot of dinosaurs dying on that day, I bet.
If your name is Richard, then you know how to deal with titties, bro. You just kind of wrap them around you and gesticulate.
Wee doggies.
Goddamn Roger Rabbit was planning on holding up a fucking mail station.
Well, he was disgruntled because he wasn't getting the pussy he wanted.
Give it an inch of that stereotypical mailman shit. Yeah.
So are we saying Ballsack is going to turn out to be just like that?
Gave up his life for a couple of drinks.
Uncle Willie, no.
He's trying to turn him into the fake me out ass Wishmaster Freddy Krueger.
Giving you the finger.
Giving you a finger, asshole.
Pun. Was that a pun? Like, if you give a finger to the asshole, it's like, oh, never mind.
Don't turn Willis on.
See, he broke the seal. He's walking down the fucking stairs. What are you doing? What are you doing, Thomas?
He could go through the seal without being broken. Humans could go through the seal, not so much demons.
Not shotgun shells. If shotgun shells go through it, it's broken.
Yeah.
Demons.
Cut off his Uncle Willie.
If your Uncle Willie was stuck on an elephant, would you help? No, it's Jack. Never mind. Machete.
It should be kills.
Now that was a knife.
That was a funny ass movie, the second Machete. You know, nobody saw it.
Machete Kills? I love that movie.
How about a little head?
Just the tip.
I heard that.
That doesn't even look like him, though. That's
nope.
I could have done a better job.
Oops. Yeah, they do what they could.
It seemed like this movie was made on the cheap.
Look at all these people you have in it that are both not yet famous and were once. What year was this movie made?
95.
Five?
All right, 95.
Damn.
And there goes Uncle Willie.
Well, I guess Scott's a little behind.
Yeah.
Well, I told you I was behind. I had all that FBI warning shit.
Feel good. Billy Zane is having a good time.
You kind of have to in a role like this. You just got to go in and just say, fuck it. Let's have fun.
Well, again, we go back to the wrestling nonsense. Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan. These motherfuckers had the most fun when they were the mean guys. The heels, the bad guys. It's the most fun. Who do you remember in Fight Club? Brad Pitt. Who's the most fun character in Nightmare on Elm Street? Freddy Krueger. Who's your iconic hockey mask wearing motherfucker? Jason.
I lied.
Dummy.
Yeah, return us the demon.
That's why you don't cut a deal with the devil.
He's acting an ass.
Hello.
He's just, good well, shot. Just how nonchalant he is about getting shot in the eye.
What did he say after he got shot? Like, oh, fuck.
Or not.
Or not.
Or not? Okay.
I don't think, you know, he's a demon and knows he can't really get killed or whatever, so.
Well, that's the whole point. Like, nothing the exorcist, really bothers him. Right? Like, the whole point, like, the devil coming into the real world is just to make us sensationally scared. The five senses is fucks with us. And so, if the five senses don't work, you gotta work with the sixth sense, which is humor. Like, when Pazuzu made that little girl fuck herself with the fucking crucifix, that's funny! To the other side.
Okay, if you like them.
You don't think so? Like, put yourself in the devil's position. That's fucking funny. Disturbing, yes, but funny.
Look at that. He magically is gaining bullets. He had 4 bullets left. Magically had like 7 or 8.
It's like the scene from Aliens.
I know. I was just going to say that.
Supper time.
Give up our lives together.
Again, you couldn't pull that bar off and drop the... Never mind. It's more dramatic. Oops, she's possessed now. Wait, how did he get that back? Oh, when he shot him with the arrow, right.
Oh, Danny, why'd you have to be reading Tales from the Crypt?
Oh, Danny you girl.
Who are you?
You're the chosen bitch.
Because I'm going to die and you're going to live, basically.
Yeah.
Is it a key or is it a seal? It's the seventh something.
It's a key.
No, I'm making a, you know, a reference to, you know, come and see. Come and see.
And there goes Breaker.
Just a big fan of John Carpenter right now. This thing is like licking the shit out of him.
You could always see this stunned devil flying across the room. Because she's so damn tiny.
Boom.
I'm going to fuck with the rafters.
Yeah, I was about to say, very Jurassic. I mean, Lost World.
At least the sneaker survived.
Look at that. They killed the kid.
Is his name Breaker?
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the show.
No, I've been here since fucking 20 minutes in the movie. That's the first time I said their name.
He's like Scott. Scott doesn't care about the character names anyway.
George R. R. Martin says character names are, well, no, he says that they're really important. Never mind. Yeah, you think I was?
It's time.
Do it.
The man's got no heart. How is he breathing?
Dude, he is really pressuring her. This is pre-Me Too movement. It's like John Constantine. Well, now you know. There's no such thing as faith. You just know. So she's the only she's only the third individual that is known as the one in this kind of situation?
Yes.
Was the first guy Longinus? Like, is that who that dude was? The guy who stabbed him?
She's the fourth.
I am looking far too much into this already.
Yes.
You don't say.
Shut up, chick. It's my default state of being, you son.
Having been on your show before, you tend to do that on a lot of movies.
Dude, I don't do the Pledge of Allegiance because it's been changed 17 times and we used to do the fucking Nazi salute. Everything has history to it, man. Wake up, you institutionalized motherfucker. Brooks is alive! Brooks lived! Wake up!
All the seals break.
Brand new. You the brand new one, bitch. You the first black person. Let's go. 21st century. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's 1995.
A little early.
So let me ask you, if she is the one right now, does that mean the one after her is going to be like a completely antagonist, like antithetical capitalist scumbag who's painted orange with a comb over? Scott, I'm asking you.
Who the hell knows? Considering the key is found in the next movie.
There was more than one of these? Demon Knight 2. That does sound good, doesn't it?
No, it's Bordello of Blood.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Some vampires.
Yeah, but another thing we've done on the show. At least two of
us. We did it on the same episode.
He was on the show.
Yeah. Was he on the show at that point?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Wow. Wow.
I listened to your breakdown and rated that.
Okay, let's see. Mofos.
You don't have to look it up and put me on blast like that, bro.
Oh, I have to.
Please do. Whoa. She's gone full on, like... Beyonce 2 years ago Super Bowl, like that is malicious.
Not my blood, jackass.
She could have at least did the scene topless.
Oh, misogyny.
I might have liked her a little more.
Just as long as you're not aggressively, you know. Oh, goddamn. Oh, panties. Okay, this is clearly a reference to fucking Sigourney Weaver. Right?
Yeah, she has no bra on now.
No bra, panties, the whole nine.
She had a bra on the whole movie. Now she don't.
Well, because she's bloody.
Peekaboo.
I see you.
Is that a body bag in the tub?
It's the cop.
Herman Munster.
Headless man. It's curtains for you, baby. Ow.
Reach up and touch them, dummy.
I know, right?
All right, we did it episode 111.
Yeah, so I was so definitely... I was definitely bullshitting.
You were definitely here.
She gonna pull a great looter on him.
Damn, she drank the blood? That's next level thought. Again, Billy Zane is the reason this movie works for me.
And I like how it bleached. I like how it bleached her clothes too.
I noticed that, right?
Well, you know what they say, Jake. Cleanliness is right up there next to godliness.
Oh, that kind of hurt.
I know.
Seriously,
right?
Them some white ass panties. From
not her though.
Yeah.
Yeah, all her clothes turn white, even her socks. It must have been some bleachy water.
That's not even the same stuff she had on before.
Oh my God! No, yeah, right. Like that.
We're not supposed to notice that.
It's like uber sexy where it wasn't before. See, I'm sorry. She is. I mean, let's take the entire context out of the film. She's gorgeous. I'm not mad at Will having a weird open marriage relationship. Shit, like she is. Oh, the demon knight is the knight of demons, as in chivalrous.
All this movement, and she's keeping that blood inside her mouth.
Yeah, so I feel like vomiting right now myself. But imagine shooting this scene. It's just them in a spotlight on a soundstage.
They should have played the flash dance music.
That would have worked.
Like,
oh my God. I'm sorry.
That was funny.
That is fucking hilarious. Okay, I'm sorry. Her name is Jolene.
Jolene.
If you don't know the rest of that song, what is wrong with you? Because Dolly Parton is the truth. Jolene is going to take your man away from you if you're not careful.
Geraldine.
Is it?
Jerylyne.
Okay, so Jolene is not Geraldine.
I have subtitles on. I know how to spell it.
Okay, thank you. Let's do some tongue-to-tongue making out shit. Or just spit on him.
Yeah, it would have probably been better if he had tried to kiss her, then she could have spit in his mouth.
Yeah. Right? Still work.
Oh, we go into some fucking Cronenberg, you know, body gore. I really like Billy Zane, but I feel like in this scene, Jeff Goldblum would have killed it. Oh, hello.
Yes.
So was he the demon? Is this Satan? Was he Satan the whole time, or was he just another demon?
No,
just a demon.
Okay.
Yep, he's just a fucking demon.
A fucking demon, like Jason Lee.
Fucking demon.
There's nothing weirder than seeing Jason Lee's angry voice come out of Selma Hayek's face. A fucking demon. Okay. I wanted to fuck you a minute ago. Next week, Dogma.
Sun will come out tomorrow.
Bet your bottom dollar that coagulated blood will still work tomorrow when the sun... Okay, so my question is this. If they had hung out in that one room where they couldn't get in until sunlight... Well, never mind.
That defeats the whole
purpose. Then we wouldn't have a movie.
And no, I know, but I'd love to make a movie with either like a horror movie with a samurai dude or like just a smart mother. And it would just be like a short film where you got all like this ambiance and terrifying. Yeah, like terrifying shit, but like just a smart motherfucker gets on the bus and does that. Like, there's no movie to be had because he's smart. PBR Street Gang. Is this PBR Street Gang? 2, 4, 6, 7. It's your 33 pieces of silver, motherfucker.
Nah.
Looks like a knockoff Creighton Duke.
I know, right?
It's a knockoff who?
Creighton Duke. Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah. Or like a almost like if this guy would have become D.L. Hughley, it would have made better sense. They couldn't get Eddie. Richard Pryor was in a wheelchair. Like, come on, man, a random black dude at the end, just because he's black.
They would have cost the budget to get those guys.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tyrese Gibson wasn't doing shit. Tay Diggs wasn't doing shit. This is 95. You could have found somebody that could have been somebody. You had... What is this? What is going on here? What is this next level going underground into the anthill shit?
It's Crypt Keeper's hand.
Nice. It's Scar Nation's.
As long as I don't have this motherfucker walking again, I'm fine.
Hey, baby.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. I loved how HBO always like kayfabe is how they call it, said that he was alive and anybody who worked and like they all died. They ended up dying. Like, oh, I have to go and consult with the Crypt Keeper. I'm so excited. And then they're dead.
Crazy ass.
See what I'm saying? The sense of humor is evil and dark and blah blah blah. This movie was awful. It's fun though.
All right.
It was Breaker as in Bray Kerr. Bray like brayed up in the sheep. God damn, that's interesting.
Alright, so yeah, that was Tales from Your Crypt, Demon Knight. Normally we go with our guest first, but considering we just popped a cherry tonight. I'm curious, Sean.
For the second time.
I think in my rating, when I only heard your rundown, I said, this is pretty good. And I to myself said, I should probably watch this. That was fun. I'm glad I came in 15 minutes late and got, you know, just jumped in with a bunch of friends and started fucking around, because good job, Denny Elfman, with the music. I would not have paid to see this in the theaters, and I'm glad that I watched it for free, because that was fun. Yeah, I'm going pretty good.
All right, then. So, let's see. Willis, what do you think about this movie?
I seen it when it first came out. I had fun with it back then. Now, seeing some of the cheap-ass effects in the movies, but it's still pretty good.
Okay, Newtie.
It's pretty good. What? This movie's great. What are you talking about? There's one bad effect when he's walking in the beginning. One bad effect. The rest of it's all pretty good practical gore. The movie's funny. It's got a lot of good shit in it. This movie's great.
The rating above pretty good would be best.
Well, pretty good. It's not the best.
Right? Because pretty good is a great movie. It's not the best.
Yeah, it's not the best. Pretty good, then.
All right, Scott, what do you think?
I believe I rated this as a best last time, and, you know, no matter how many times I watch it, this movie never gets old for me. So, continuing on, I give it a best.
And me too. I mean, it's got everything, man. It's got gore, it's got titties, it's got a heavy metal soundtrack. You got Billy.
Yeah, but you said me too. You can't talk about titties when you talk about me too anymore.
Hashtag me too.
Don't bring heavy metal up sitting here.
Heavy metal soundtrack and Billy Zane cutting it up. So yeah, I fucking love this movie.
Oh shit, you guys, there's a cutscene in the end. Holy shit, there's a cutscene. Gotcha. Every fucking time. Everybody's like, what? What? Is he serious?
I've seen to the end. No, there's not.
Every cryosphere.
That's that kind of snap. Crypt Keeper away.
I think Thanos and the Crypt Keeper would really get along.
Yeah, probably.
I think they would. I mean, both of them like to kill people.
I could see the Crypt Keeper's like, you just need a very snappy comeback. All right, everyone give out their info.
Starting with the guests.
Everybody jump at the fucking...
Oh. Yeah, say you gotta pick somebody, Jake. Have you not learned Willis. After almost 300 Willis. Episodes?
Nasty Will DC on Twitter, my YouTube page, and Facebook page, Wild Man Willis Reviews.
Nudie.
The NFW podcast.
All right,
Scott. I don't know. We have to go very specifically here.
Jake the Snake 54 on Twitter.
My brother _ Scott 1.
ResilientCafe.gmmail. Wait, is that what it is? No. I don't know. I don't know how this electronic shit works.
He barely knows how to work Dropbox.
Jake, I can give. Can I give out my street address, or is that? No, I can't do that. Jake doesn't want me to do that.
Hey, he's already got to bleep out your name when I tried to call you earlier.
Yeah,
I don't every think email, I've been making the show.
I actually do have some emails of recent, but they all have my last name in them. I'm sorry, Jake. I have to think about you when I make my emails now. xprefect@yahoo.com. xprefect42@yahoo.com. That is actually an email that I use.
Okay, then.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Ford Prefect. His real name is X. 42, the answer of life, the universe. All right, fuck you guys. Until next time.
Yeah, until the next cryosphere. Peace out.
Later, fuckers.
Deuces.
That is funny. Somebody posted a picture of Donald Trump turning into Shang Tsung off of Mortal Kombat movie. That is funny.
Did you say Shang Tsung or Shining? I heard Shining Sun.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I said Shang Tsung.
You said Shining Tsung. Jake heard you too. Maybe we don't understand the bonics, Jake.
Whatever.
Scott, what did he say?
It sounded like Shang.
Oh, fuck you, Scott.
God damn it, Scott.
Play the tape back, Jake.
Yep,
prove me wrong, motherfucker.
Scott can never go along with the world. He always has to be the opposite of everybody.
Hell yeah.
But you did say Shining anyway, Willis. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, whatever. I said Shang Tsung. That's how you pronounce the man's name.
That time it sounded like Shining. But
I keep on forgetting, Nudie. You don't know nothing about Mortal Kombat.
Jake said it too! It's because you can't speak English.
Whatever.